Celebs, food, entertainment, parenting, things to do in Connecticut. It's The Feed on Star 99.9.
All right, it's Wednesday in The Feed. This is when we talk about all things that you should be streaming, watching on TV, maybe in the theaters, movies coming out, with our friend Nick Johnston.
All righty, so first up is The Man from Toronto, which is a buddy comedy starring Kevin Hart and Woody Harrelson, in which somehow they're not playing Woody Harrelson's dad, who might have killed JFK. So, yeah, this time Kevin Hart, it's a case of mistaken identity, as Kevin Hart winds up staying at an Airbnb that is shared by an assassin who thinks that he's there to kill him, all this sort of business. It looks like a pretty wild time if you're the kind of person who enjoys your buddy comedies, slightly Midnight Run-ish, and rest in peace to the greatest Charles Grodin, passed away earlier this year. Anyhow, so between that and the season 3 of The Umbrella Academy, which is coming out this week on Netflix too, it's a pretty good week for that particular streamer. The Man from Toronto has been like on the schedule for probably about what feels like 3 years now.
So oh, wow.
It's pretty ridiculous that it's finally coming out, even if it's just coming out on Netflix.
Right, right. Nice.
Yep. So second up, if you're a big old fan of horror movies, we've got Scott Derrickson's The Black Phone, which is coming out later this week. It's about a kid who's captured by a serial killer, and in his basement, he gets mysterious calls from a, he's trapped in his basement. He gets mysterious calls from a black phone. The title of the film, in which a group of the disembodied voices of the guy's victims try to help this guy's help this kid escape. Stars Ethan Hawke, and it's based on a Joe Hill short story, and it's looking like a pretty good one. You might remember Scott Derrickson as the guy who made the Sinister movies, as well as directed the first Doctor Strange film. And if nothing else, it's another fantastic, Ethan Hawke performance, and by far the weirdest and most interesting part of his career to date.
Yeah, that sounds creepy and almost like a Scream type premise with the calls coming in.
Oh, absolutely. It reminds me a lot of Frequency, funnily enough.
Yeah,
remember
that
movie with Dennis Quaid, Michael Cera?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, Jim Caviezel as well. What a weird couple of decades it has been for those three, huh?
It's true.
So, yeah, and finally, we've got the big release of the week, which is Baz Luhrmann's biopic of the king of rock and roll himself, Elvis, which I saw last week, and it's actually really, really good. I was really surprised. I like Baz Luhrmann, him from The Great Gatsby, Romeo and Juliet, Moulin Rouge, those great music-related films and everything else. And he takes a really interesting look at the life and times of Elvis, who was Elvis Presley, was played in this by a kid named Austin Butler. And I tell you what, that kid's got some pipes on him.
Wow,
he gets the banter across, gets the persona across. Man, that boy can sing.
People have been cranked up for this movie to come out too.
Oh yeah, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes long, but it doesn't feel like, it doesn't feel longer than it needs to be, doesn't feel shorter than it needs to be, and it's really funny watching Tom Hanks try to continue to get rid of the America's Dad image by playing probably the scummiest manager you will ever see in a motion picture that is not directed by Tom Hanks himself, and that thing you do from back in the 90s.
Right.
it's a good one, and I think people are really going to enjoy it. I think they're going to walk out humming a lot of classical, good old Elvis tunes that they might have forgotten about, or put them in the back of put in the back of their head with all the other big music biopics that have hit the last couple of years.
Yeah, definitely. So, have you been to Graceland before?
I never have, and I really, really want to go now.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I went one time when I was vacationing in Memphis, and it's unreal. If you ever get the chance, it's one of the best things I've done.
Oh, I can imagine. My goal in life is to get rich enough, like Elon Musk style, so that I can just rent out Graceland for a night.
Right. But, yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully someday.
Yeah, one day.
All right, well, these sounds like some awesome things to check out this week. And Elvis comes out Friday?
Yes, comes out on Friday. They had a few screenings of it earlier this week, I think last night, and on and Thursday night for sure. But yeah, it comes out this week, and it'll probably be on HBO Max in probably 2 months.
Right.
So, based on how they do things now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Nick Johnston, TV writer and film editor for Vonnyland.com. You can read all his stuff there. Thanks so much, Nick. We'll check these out this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you then.